Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, this 10th day of April, 2024. I'm very pleased to announce I just received from Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty the following. The American people are getting fed up with an out-of-control government that runs roughshod over good people like you. Thanks to the action of patriots, the U.S. House today failed to advance a bill that would renew the spy state's crown jewel, Section 702 of the Foreign Service Intelligence Act. For weeks now, your Campaign for Liberty has flooded Congress with petitions, faxes, and phone calls demanding real reform to Section 702 and to stop the illegal spying on innocent Americans. Speaker Mike Johnson didn't want to listen and put forth a bill that is worse than the current FISA law today. That bill didn't even make it to a full floor vote in the U.S. House. Because our representative heard from people like you and other Campaign for Liberty supporters, we have had enough. The battle is far from over. As of now, Section 702 will expire on April 19th. We don't expect that to happen. Johnson will either put forth a short-term extension of 702 as it exists today, or rush a bill out that may or may not include a warrant requirement. Or will the spy state get their way and push another outrageous bill worse than the last? We're watching. Good. All the more reason to get rid of this Speaker Johnson, who appears to be a traitor to the United States. Several callers standing by. John in Michigan, welcome to the conversation, John.
No, thank you, Professor, and I hope you're having a good day.
Very happy with that report.
Pardon me?
With the report that Section 702 has been defeated from advancing even to a floor vote. That's great news, John.
Well, it sounds like it is. Let me take you off speaker here. I was really happy to hear your presentation there with the oath of office not being taken or signed by all of these people, because they're working for a corporation. They're not working for our government that we're supposed to have. This has been since 1871. I think it was brought up by the gentleman that spoke at the end. He was talking about the corporation. Ever since 1933 bankruptcy, we've been in receivership. And I question, bankrupt to who? Who are we bankrupt to, and why are we bankrupt in 1933? Well, we go back to the Rothschilds and their money system. And so these offices all have gold fringe flags. All these courtrooms have the judge higher up than the people in the audience. And they have a gate that you have to go through, like jumping on a ship. If people understood that that's what we're dealing with the administrative tribunals. And that's what Trump is going in front of when he goes into any of these courtrooms. And why it's not being exposed or brought up, because their jurisdiction is what controls the outcome. And I was happy to hear your presentation there. And also, the idea of when Israel wants to do an attack, I used to have the satanic calendar. Have you ever seen that, Jim?
You tell us more about it, John. Tell us more.
Well, the 19th of April is when we had Waco, and when we had Ruby Ridge, and when we had Oklahoma City. But These dates are when it's supposed to be a date of a human sacrifice on those days, and something that you might look at as far as the predictions that these people are giving us with their actions coming down the road. But that's my guard dog, my ferocious guard dog.
Sure.
Anyway.
Sure. That's fine.
I just appreciate, and Ralph Witteroud always try to expose this. There's the, what is it called? The Voter Registration Act of 1993, that explains a lot about even the local elections have no factor in this corporation. We're dealing with a corporation, and that's why the president could not have mandates for masks because he didn't follow the Federal Register. The Federal Register is very important as far as giving these people the authority that they think they have, and no one's challenging. I've got articles. I brought up the one article where the federal government takes claim to all these patents at all these universities because of their funding, and they release only a small amount, like 5% of all of the patents and inventions that they get from all of these universities they're sending money to. So this is all corporation skullduggery, and it's got to be exposed somehow. You're not going to find too many legal beagles because they're all with the bar. Their allegiance is to the Queen of England, or the English, the Rothschilds, I'll put it that way. But otherwise, that will explain a lot of people, I think, if they understand that these courts are administrative tribunals for the corporation.
Go ahead. Finish your thought. Yeah. Go ahead, John.
That's pretty much it. So when you see someone that's a judge, they're working for the corporation, and they're following statutes. Statutes are abrogation of law. They're not law, and there's millions and millions of statutes. So when you wake up in the morning, you've done something bad, whether you think so or not, because of these statutes. It's like they could put a sandwich in jail, or convict a sandwich or something. It's ridiculous. That's what we have to have change if we're going to go anywhere forward in this world. But we have to get rid of the Rothschilds first, and their scum at the bottom.
I don't think you're going to get a lot of argument from this audience, John. Thank you very much for all those points. Joe in Florida. Joe, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim, thanks for taking my call. Good to hear you today. Thanks, by the way, for making that amazing point earlier about the war criminal Victoria Nuland. I think she should be prosecuted, and she should go to The Hague for her war crimes. The other thing I want to say was, speaking about the 2020 election, okay, I mean, it's so obvious, right, that it was stolen. I really believe that in order to repair all the damage that has been done to this country over the last 3.5 years, we need to go back to the beginning. And when Donald Trump returns to office, we need to work on the idea of invalidating that election. Okay, this person in the White House is not a legitimate president. And so therefore, every executive action, every appointment, every memo that he issued, which has destroyed the country, not the least of which is inciting a 10 million illegal immigrants invasion into our country, are illegitimate, okay? Not the least of which is, remember, Justice Stephen Breyer's seat on the Supreme Court could rightly, in my opinion, be considered still vacant. Now, Ketanji Jackson, Justice Ketanji Jackson, the one who doesn't know what a biological woman is, right? She was voted and confirmed by the Senate, but her appointment was not made by a legitimate president of the United States. And in my opinion, this means that Breyer seat would and could be deemed totally vacant still to this day, and would allow President Trump, who was reelected in 2020, to make that appointment. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, Joe, across the board. The problem is they're going to try to interfere with the election. Remember last time, even James Carville admitted that they had stolen 57 House seats from the Republicans. Stolen! He was implying that it happened, and I guarantee you it had happened. It was not just denying Trump the presidency. It was denying the Republicans a massive control of the House, which would have made all these things much simpler in terms of governance. They're going to try to muck up every single case they can. They're going to fight to the last bullet, as it were, or last ballot
to deny the American people the right to have the government of their choosing. That is what has become of the Democrat Party. They're not called demon rats for nothing. They deserve that title. They are despicable traitors to the United States and to our Constitution. So, Joe, I agree with all of those sentiments. I think they're totally legitimate, but I think we're not going to be in a position to do those things, even though they're justifiable and would be legally warranted.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not unrealistic and I'm not naive, so I get your point. But the thing about it is we have to remember relying on Republicans is what got us into this trouble to begin with. We see these people like Mike Johnson and others, the ones that wanted, can you imagine, they wanted the butcher, the war criminal genocidal Jewish butcher, Benjamin Netanyahu. They wanted him to come over in the midst of his genocide against the Palestinian people to give him standing ovations. This is what the Republican Party has come to. So I think it's important to start fighting. We may not be able to even achieve all that I said, but if we don't start from a fighting point of view, then we'll definitely wind up with nothing.
Joe, I'm with you. How insulting to bring this genocidal maniac to Washington, D.C. to applaud his slaughter of Palestinians. How grotesque can you get? I agree.
Yeah.
Congress
God
has lost you, its moral compass. Joe, you've made many excellent points. A final thought?
I'm saying I'm with you 100%. Keep doing what you're doing, and also especially the other war criminal, Zelensky. He needs to be held accountable for his evil behavior and the people that supported him.
He just bought King Charles' former residence for £20 million. That's American taxpayer dollars. How disgusting is that?
And you know what's going to happen? I can see what's going to happen with this guy. He'll be in Miami Beach or be in some pay. And then you have all the celebrities that were behind him. And they'll just be talking about him as, it was somebody else's fault that 500,000 Ukrainian men were killed.
Right. Joe, I'm with you 100%. You made so many excellent points. Thank you for a great call.
God bless, Jim. Have a great one.
Rick in Arizona. Rick, join the conversation. Rick?
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, good afternoon, doctor. Clarify the law that the Foreign Service, Intelligence Service, you know, they voted it down now, but it will be put into effect whether Trump's president or not. Now, I'll just quickly tell you, this particular situation is vital to protect banks and the people that own banks, okay? This is very important to the safety of people that own banks because they can be kidnapped and they can be threatened. And they can kill their children. And this is what, you know, the that one act that Obama put in where they can kill you if they want to kill you. It's to fight Russian organized crime. And if you take that away, the bankers are going to scream bloody murder. So I'm sure that it will be back on the docket in our too distant future. But that's not what I called about. I'm calling about Caitlin Clark and what awaits her in the future. I don't think Caitlin Clark, Dr. Fetzer, really has a future in basketball after this year. I see the system that we live in today is not going to let her go into the WNBA under a huge contract, okay, amongst all these black women that make no money. This will be seen as white supremacy. She's in a no-win situation. I really don't think she has a future unless she marries or gets a black boyfriend. Because they want young women in this country to look up to Taylor Swift, who has their eyes on black football players in the NFL. I see Caitlin Clark becoming a problem for the ruling class in a lot of the ways other people have became a problem and then subsequently liquidated. I think they want her to go into the ass heap of history just to fade away. It's either way. The ruling class does not want this woman to be part of American culture. That's all over with now, okay?
Well,
Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow was the last guy that white people looked up to, and look what happened to him. They got rid of him quick. So I don't see them letting Caitlin Clark come into the NBA under, especially endorsements. Wall Street controls these endorsements, and nobody's going to want to endorse her because it's going to be looking like white supremacy. It's going to be like she's going to be shadow banned, Dr. Petzer. That's my opinion.
Having been shadow banned myself, I wouldn't be surprised. I think you make very interesting points. Here you have a woman, arguably, I mean, without any doubt, the best woman basketball player in history and among the best basketball players in history. I mean, it's just amazing. You put her up there with Wilt Chamberlain and Magic and Michael Jordan and Rick Barry and Larry Bird. I mean, she is a phenomenon. I think in terms of merit and achievement, she deserves the highest accolades. I think you're right that there's going to be social pressure to diminish what she's done and try to marginalize her. I think she would bring so much revenue in for games where she was playing because there'd be a tremendous turnout. I mean, it'd be like Tiger Woods when he was on the golf course. They doubled or tripled the viewership, maybe even 10 times as much. I know when Tiger was there, I didn't want to miss a match. But if Tiger wasn't there, to me, I didn't care. So I think you're making a very interesting argument, Rick. We're going to see whether, you know, the marketplace outweighs the social pressure for the, you know, the Black Lives Movement and all that sort of thing. I really like the argument you've made. We'll see how it plays out. A final thought?
No, that's fine, Doctor. Thanks for taking the call.
Good call. Tom in Florida. Tom, join the conversation.
Yeah, hey, good day, gentlemen. Good day, everybody. Can you hear me, Jim?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, listen, Jim, Joe, you made a great call today. Rick, I want to go to your point, Rick. Let me explain something to you, Rick. I disagree with you, Rick. I'll tell you why. 2 years in a row, the UConn basketball team won the NCAA championship in basketball. Three of their star players are white. The three starters on that team are white. Okay? So in 2 years in a row, they're the national champions, okay? Larry Bird was probably the greatest basketball player to have ever played the game. You can ask any of the experts. Bird's statistics even better than Jordan. Jordan couldn't do nothing while Bird was in the league. And if Bill Walton would have been healthy, nobody could have touched the Celtics. If they would have had Bill Walton, Kevin McHale, Larry Bird, are you kidding, Danny Ainge? Are you kidding me? Nobody would have touched that team. And if they would have had Len Bias and he didn't die from a coke overdose, Len Bias, who had a higher vertical jump than Michael Jordan, Len Bias would have been in the talk of the town, not Michael Jordan. But let me go back, and I really didn't call about that. But, you know, I just wanted Rick to know, I don't want to hear, Caitlin Clark is the greatest. Pete Maravich, Pistol Pete was great. They were both white. Pistol Pete did pretty good. He never won a championship. He never had a surrounding cast like a Magic Johnson or a Larry Bird. But Pistol Pete was a great player at this time. So I think she's going to do quite well. I think she's going to help the women's basketball. I think she's going to help other white girls become stars in college. So I think that's what you got to look at. And as far as I got to make something perfectly clear to Rick and you, Professor Jim, during the Summer Olympics 4 years ago, 2 years, 3 years ago, do you remember who was winning all the medals in track and field? You remember, Jim?
Go ahead, remind us.
Jim, I'll remind you. It was a country called Norway. They had three world records shattered in the high hurdles and 200 hurdles, and they were from Norway. They were white Norwegian boys, and they were shattering world records in the Summer Olympics in the track and field and running. Who would ever thought that? All you ever thought about was, oh, these blacks are the greatest runners. Well, that's not true. Maybe in a 100-yard dash. But when it came to the hurdles and all that, they were Norwegians. Look it up.
Tom, I want to tell a lot more about what's really going on today. Hang on. I'm carrying you over. After this break, we'll return with Tom from Florida.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network.
Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge. And I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Hey, Tom, can it carry on? Let me just add, by the way, one word. I admire your knowledge of basketball, and we don't want to overlook Bill Russell, who made defense so important historically. I think the teams of today couldn't begin to compare with some of the teams of the past. And think of the great Celtic-Knick games, you know, that occurred in the 70s, just sensational stuff. We don't have anything like that today.
Well, yeah, there you go, Jim. We had John Havlicek, Hondo. You also had Dave Cowens. You had a lot of great white players. So, you know, this crap about white, black in the NBA, I got to tell you, during the years Bird won the championship, they played the biggest team in the NBA history on a roster. That was Akeem Olajuwon and Ralph Sampson. And Larry Bird and Bill Walton and Kevin McHale took them down. They won the national championship that year against the tallest team in the NBA on the starting list. You can look it up. It was Ralph Sampson and Akeem Olajuwon.
I got to tell you, Tom. And Tom, I believe the game was far more honest then. I think that the gambling industry has taken over pro sports, and almost all the big games are rigged. They're fixed. And that was untrue in the past. I think we saw the greatest golden era of sports, professional and even amateur, in the past. And this idea of allowing college players to make money after the likeness, that's just a devastating blow to amateur sports. I reject it 100%. Repulse it.
Well, Jim, I'm an expert on sports, and I can tell you real quickly, as far as golf, Tiger Woods cannot hold the jockstrap of those pros back in the 50s and the 60s, like Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer. He could have never, because Tiger could never control the two iron. Those guys were hitting two irons. Those guys were hitting their persimmons woods. They didn't have to have all this modern technology. The golf ball was a different woven golf ball. It wasn't like a Titleist ball they have today. what Tiger was able to play with. I don't think Tiger Woods can hold the Josh Knapp with Sam Snead or Byron. No man has ever in the history of won more tournaments in 1 year. Was 14 tournaments in a row. Iron Byron Nelson from Texas. Iron Byron Nelson won 14 PGA tournaments in a row. No man will ever do that in the history of golf ever again. That was hard as hell because they were using different clubs.
Tom, you're right.
There's
you're
no way none of these places players that they can hold a jockstrap of an old timer to play golf. And I asked Sam Snead. I met him at Miami Springs Golf Course, and I asked Sam Snead, "Who's your hardest opponent to ever play against?" You know what he told me? That damn Walter Hagen. He always had three or four flapper girls out there flapping on the tee box trying to distract him. That's what Sam Snead told me.
Okay, Tom, go to the heart of the matter. Why you called today?
The heart of the matter. I called you today, Jim, is because there's a woman that just stumbling by, like Joe said, just put in charge. Her name is Carr Johnson. She's trying to destroy every white institution. I hope you look it up on Fox News right now or Breitbart. She's a big-time racist. She wants every white institution taken down. And all these blacks now, they're instead of getting reparations, they don't want to have to pay federal income tax all the slave descendants for 10 years. They figure they don't have to pay taxes for 10 years. That's the new thing they're going to throw out there in New York and San Francisco.
Disgusting.
San Francisco just had a 1 pound of fentanyl. They just busted all these illegal Hondurians bringing in fentanyl. 1 pound of fentanyl they found in San Francisco right across the street from the police station. Look it up on Fox News. They're reporting on it right now. 1 pound of fentanyl. They dealt it right in front of the San Francisco Police Department. Enough fentanyl to kill everybody from the Mississippi West of the Mississippi River and the United States. That's how much fentanyl is poured in here.
Bad,
and by the way, Jimmy.
Bad stuff.
Hey, by the way, Jimmy, did you hear the congressman? Okay, my final thought is the congressman right now who wants the president of Mexico arrested for bringing all these drugs and illegal aliens in here. And his name is Niles. I think it's Troy Niles. He wants this guy arrested. Manuel Obrador should be arrested. He's a criminal, Jim. And did you see all the beheadings they had in Mexico over the weekend? Hello?
Tell me. Yeah, go ahead. Oh?
They're beheading these people in Mexico like crazy. Cut their heads off and put them in plastic bags. That's what's crazy. We're losing our country, Jim. And they're trying to bring all this insanity here. Biden should be arrested right now. And show us to Schumer. Schumer's a criminal,
Tom, I agree. I think your expertise in sports validates many of your other opinions. You know your stuff, Tom. I like your calls. I think they're very disturbing, but they're true because when they're talking about real problems. Yeah, go ahead. Close it up.
I got to make a statement. When I was a young boy, I used to see Johnny Unitas from the Baltimore Colts. He's coming to my neighborhood because he knew a stewardess, and he's walking around the neighborhood. Nobody can believe it. And I walked up, I said, "Yes, Johnny Unitas." And he sure, he was my hero when I was in sports. And he came up and we talked, and I met him five times in my lifetime. Johnny U, the great Johnny United. And you know what he told me? He had a real big hand. His hands are huge for his body size. He's like 6 foot, but he had humongous hands. I remember his hands. He had a super big hand. You can look it up. And I asked United, I mean, what you make you so
Tom,
great?
Tom, I should have you on my other show. We could do a whole show on sports. Thanks for a great call today, Tom. Thanks so much. We'll be right back. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a gentle mind, I'll open up the door.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today. Anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
I want to make a few prefatory comments as I welcome back Dave from New York. He's been controversial because there are many RBN listeners who believe virology is an invalid science, that it's fraudulent. Remember, other fields of science, there's quack biology, there's quack physics, suffer from the same phenomenon, that there are fraudulent aspects. I think, in fact, Dave and I agree on the following: that the coronavirus is a fraud, that there is not a coronavirus, but that virology is legitimate and there are viruses. That is my position. Just to make it clear, Dave, welcome back.
Okay. Well, as long as you can support your position and defend it against evidence, we don't know anything in science 100%. We make observations and come up with reasonable conclusions. You do this every day with all the information you have, Jim. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, sure. Oh, I thought you were, I thought I may have, there may be more than one day from New York. Go ahead.
No, this is a day from New York. I'm talking today. I'll just talk about lesson one. It's called irrational misconstruences. This is a demon that we need to purge. We need to not misconstrue information and come up with irrational conclusions without evidence. It is like Jehovah's Witnesses standing at my door. These two girls one time were. They were about 18 or so, right? They could not think. They were indoctrinated. We are in 1984. Everyone mostly everyone, is indoctrinated with one or the another idea. We have ideas which are totally opposite regarding various topics which I mentioned in my last call. I forgot why I was mentioning them, Jim. I told you that, but this is why. Because there's opposing ideas that people believe virtually 100%. And they're not willing to examine evidence and talk to people who have different ideas or determine whether their idea is valid. Topics such as January 6th, 9/11, the identity of Biden, whether it was a pandemic or not, whether SARS-CoV-2 virus exists or doesn't exist or didn't exist, whether contagious pathogens exist, which is one we heard in last time I called in and another caller named Bob, whether the earth is flat or round. Now, I think it's rather absurd, given the information we have, to state that contagious pathogens don't exist, if in fact that's what he meant. I wouldn't pose that based on the large volume of data we have. So we can go over a couple examples of misconstruing things. A fellow now named Charlie mentioned that I had asked for information in a chat room and that they had responded with the information I asked for. As a matter of fact, I'll paraphrase exactly what I wrote there. I also wrote in comments on our October 4th show last year that you and I did on Revolution Radio. Two things to do. One, name one piece of evidence that scientists use to show that viruses exist. And number two, refute that evidence. Instead of actually doing that, showing that they could think like the two Jehovah's Witnesses couldn't, right? They presented mind control virus denier videos or virus denier articles, as I'll call them, okay, with no substantial refutation of any of virology's premises, in my opinion. They didn't provide any proof. They provide, you know, people can send you these videos to make you believe this or that or the other thing, and they're always doing this. And they can very much trap people in. So, yes.
Dave, if I might interject,
please.
Am I wrong about, am I not right about your position that you would deny coronavirus are real, as I would deny, and that you would affirm that virology is a valid science because there are viruses? Am I wrong about those two assumptions?
Yes, you're wrong about the first one. There's great amount of evidence that coronaviruses exist. They've been imaged, and SARS-CoV-2 has been imaged down to the atomic level.
Okay, so the issue would be whether the coronavirus is a toxic pathogen, right? Something like that. Is that the deal then?
Well, there's a question.
Look, I have overwhelmed. There's overwhelming evidence that pandemic was fraudulent. And that much of the evidence was fabricated by turning the flu cases, 38 million, into dropping to 2,000 because 37,998,000 were reclassified as COVID. That's the kind of fraud I'm talking about here.
Well, but Jim, there may have been some fraud in the cases, but if you take the cases out and then you divide the death rate by a smaller number of cases, the number of deaths, your death rate is higher than you would have supposed if the number of cases is elevated, which of course I believe it was by the testing and things. But that doesn't mean that people didn't get sick from COVID, and I think there's lots of evidence showing there were excess mortality in those time periods. There's other evidence of people putting out, and Rand Corp's data is claimed to be smooth, 12-month smooth data, which took out those peaks. I don't know. I'm not here to argue that. I'm here to argue this, that there's two opinions out there. We're not sure what the exact truth on this whole thing is, Jim. And I'm not here to debate, to come to that conclusion in a couple minutes. Okay? Right? We can't do that. You have your own impression, and there may be other data.
I got to say, actually, at one point, I was hit with something so severe that I could hardly move. For the one time in my life, I was taken by an ambulance to a nearby hospital, and before I knew it, they had one of those long Q-tips up my nose and claimed I had COVID. And I was given treatment. I think I was I benefited from friends who sent me ivermectin, and I think it made a big difference to me, and I recovered. But according to the official diagnosis, I myself had COVID. So you go ahead, Dave. Give us further thoughts, yeah. But not to it.
Well,
not
to it.
Don't try to make every argument here because I have other callers. No. Just go ahead. Give us a concise.
I'm just saying that 2 weeks ago I had a sickness and I had very unusual symptoms. I had pain in my nose bridge, and you know they're looking for this up in your olfactory cribriform plate area where they jammed that thing up, and they've damaged people's cribriform. Right. You know, and all kinds of crap, right? You know, and all right, but I think I may have actually had it a couple weeks ago, and it was, you know, it wasn't fun. It was a little unusual, the symptoms. That's why I thought I didn't get tested. I don't want the stigma.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. All right. So, but Jim, there, you know, and this Gregory's, what I will say is his fallacies of a virology video he did, which I talked about the other day. I can write this out, what he said, and evidence that shows that what he said doesn't line up with publications and what apparently
remind us what he said, Dave, that you're disputing. Remind us.
Well, it's the first 59 seconds of his talk that I went over last time. He said, he said something about,
Dave, be patient with me, okay, buddy, because I'm welcoming your contributions, okay? So follow my lead, all right? Give us the first 59 seconds that you dispute.
I don't have that piece of paper here at this moment,
okay.
Jim. It dealt with whether things needed to be isolated, that there was never any isolation of any virus,
oh, yeah.
I believe.
No virus has ever been isolated. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, how'd they get X-ray crystal structures of it then? Did they fake this data all the way back to the 60s and 70s?
Okay, we all recall now. Dave, give us your final thoughts for today.
The final thought is, Greg Reese was on with Todd Callender the other day. He said, listen, I took high school chemistry. I don't know anything much about science. And now he did that video, right? I mean, he's deprecating himself. And Todd Callender has some amazing, extraordinary claims. Where's the proof? Folks out there, I know you can probably find the proof that there are unsigned oaths of office, and it wouldn't surprise me. But I'm not going around saying it until I have the proof in hand. So people can float all kinds of ideas without references. I'm not interested in doing that.
Thanks for the call. We go from one controversial caller to another. Renee, North Carolina, join the conversation, Renee.
Well, you played some stuff today that I really liked. I tell you what. The Fly Me to the Moon clip did not come through well at all. So that's commercial. I went to YouTube and watched it. Oh, I recommend people go watch that, okay? It was really good. It was really good. It's on YouTube. And then also, you played a clip from that Tucker thing. I watched the entire 43 minutes of that interview. It was fabulous, okay? It really was good. On YouTube, it's called The Real Impact of American Aid on Palestinian Christians. People need to understand how these Zionist Christians over here are stabbing other people in the Christians in the back. And I really appreciated your commentary on that too, because people are in denial about this, okay? And you also played, I recognized his voice because I listened to him, his old things on YouTube, Jordan Maxwell talking about maritime admiralty law. I really admire Jordan Maxwell because, look, you know, the thing is, you know, I hear all these time people bragging about Western civilization. And actually, yes, there are some excellent things about it. But the thing is, if you want to, you know, success has many fathers and failures and orphans. If you're going to take credit for the good, you need to also take responsibility for the bad, okay? Like that fake moon landing, like JFK, RFK, MLK, Malcolm X assassinations, the Vietnam War, Afghanistan, yeah. War, Iraq, Libya, Syria, COVID, Wall Street, our phony fiat money system, our corrupt medical system, legal system. The thing is, all these ABC agencies, the thing is, and I could go on forever. Oh, and somebody mentioned that income tax thing. Joe Bannister revealed there is no law a long time ago for that income tax. So see, the thing is, when people only want to focus on the good, how are we going to face reality and ever fix the bad? Okay, so sure. The thing is, and so many people, like I said, you know, man, there are some sexists here. Like, oh, they want to do these gotcha moments on me. Like I'm too stupid to realize that Hillary Clinton and Madeleine Albright, you know, are females in the government, too. But the thing is, yes, but the women are relatively new. I'll be the first to say that they're rotten. And, the thing is, I don't like them either. But they're a relatively new addition, okay, in history. I'm in my early 70s. They're relatively new. And the thing is, a lot of you men need to face the facts. Your own white men stabbed you in the back, created this mess, sent you into wars to die. And that's why y'all need to have the courage to face that fact.
Yeah. Let me just interject, Renee. Something I like very much about your call today is you're responding to stories I was covering the first hour. I've been astonished how rarely that happens here with the callers, which is okay with me. People can call about any subject they want, but I like that you are responding to the take me to the moon and so forth, and the Tucker on the Zionist Christians, who I think have a real dilemma here, because the Zionists are killing the Christians, and I find that despicable. And the Christians exactly. ought to get a hold of themselves and sort it out that these Zionists are repulsive and hate Christians. So it's lunatic.
I highly recommend. It's 43 minutes. Of course, the people who need to watch it won't go watch it, okay?
Yep.
But I'm telling you on YouTube, please, the people out there with a conscience and who can face reality, go listen to the entire thing on YouTube, okay? Because it's called Real Impact of American Aid on Palestinian Christians. It is 43 minutes of great education for those who are willing to open their mind instead of promote propaganda. It's fabulous.
Really good.
I could kiss
good,
Tucker
good,
for this.
Good, good.
Kiss Tucker for this. And I'll worry about his health after this, okay? I hope he has good life insurance for his family.
You're talking about Tucker. You're talking about Tucker.
Yeah, Tucker, because like I say, once you hear this, like I say, because there's a lot of conservatives that are mad at him for doing this, okay?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he really stuck his neck out on this one.
Give us a final thought. I think you've made an excellent call today. Give us a final thought.
Well, like I say, all I want is fairness. That's all I want. It's like, and truth. I'm kind of on your page in a way. My ultimate religion is the truth. Okay?
Yes.
To me, that's the highest religion is the damn truth. And I'm on the same page a lot with Jordan Maxwell about all three of the Abrahamic religions causing a hell of a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful call, Renee. I'm just delighted. Thank you so much. Just terrific.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, thank you. JP in Chicago, join the conversation, JP. Are you there? JP? If not, Anthony in Tucson. Anthony in Tucson. Maybe JP will show up. Anthony, go ahead.
Yes. I'm glad to have you take me on your show. That woman was 100% right. In 1915, the three bankers went to England and made a deal with Lord Balfour to get the state in Palestine for Israel in order to get us into the war with Germany, France, England, and Russia so that they could stop the treaty. And that mainly what she was talking about, all of our wars. Woodrow Wilson was blackmailed with a scandal about him having an extramarital affair, I believe, with the wife of the president of Princeton University. But that's not even why I call. I'm just backing up what this woman says. She's 90% correct, but she doesn't have all the information. The worst part of it is the Federal Reserve Bank system is now issuing Federal Reserve notes, which were never constitutional or legal. And they were supposed to be the only legal tender as long as they were redeemed back to gold and silver. When they did that, the Federal Reserve note, which has now been devalued 3,000%, is only worth 3 cents. It's illegal and unlawful. But the reason I was really calling was that Trump, not Trump, Biden, is breaking the law, and he must be tried for treason because Article 1, Section 8 or 9, Clause 1, states that in order to let an immigrant into this country, they must go through the immigration law according to that article of the Constitution, and they must pay $10. And $10 today is $1,000 in toilet paper with green ink on it. The other one is that Donald Trump does not have to pay New York a fine because he never amended the Constitution, which says no state is to make anything but gold or silver coin a tender in payment of a debt until they issue gold and silver coin, he cannot have paid the debt to the Jews that run New York and the persecution of this man who may have some personal transgressions against his fellow man, but he was strictly a patriot American. And the only fault I find with Donald Trump is he's willing to give money to Israel and to Ukraine when we are, what is it, $34 trillion in debt? And here we're a bankrupt country, and we're loaning money to other countries so we could add the interest income debt onto our great, 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 greatest grandchild. This is ludicrous. There's nothing more vulgar or what I refer to as vomit, urine, and pus of what's going on in this country today. And they tax food 2,031 times. If you count the times the federal government gets a tax off of every process of the food that be before it's planted and put into the grocer's bag with the federally taxed bag filler and the cash register, you're paying 2,032 taxes, and you're guaranteed the right to life when that's violated because if they tax the food, you do not have the right to life, and you don't have the right to speech. I'm speaking to you.
Anthony, I like everything you're saying. I just want to say to JP Chicago, we didn't mean to drop you, JP. That was an accident. Call back in, and I'll put you on when Anthony's done. Anthony, give us your final thoughts.
If we do not get rid of the Homeland Security, which was forwarded on to us because in retaliation for the Palestinians trying to get justice, then they took the hostages that caused the Jews to voice upon us to Chertoff and our governor here of Arizona, along with another David Axelrod. These are evil, wicked people. They do not believe in God. They don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in Christ, and they don't believe in America. They only believe in love of other people's money, not the love of money. And that's how come you got income tax. Mandatory auto insurance, registration, drivers, all of these Jewish lobby implemented, even the right for women to vote so they can vote against their husband and cancel his ballot. Now they're going to let the 18 or 25 years old vote against the people that might have woken up, but because they're going to get a redemption of their loans from the college loans they borrowed, they'll sell out their mother and father and cancel out their ballot. Like I said, I've witnessed the evilness and the wickedness within my own family, even with Joseph Zuckerberg, who formed Facebook. My son-in-law built Facebook, and he figured out a way to do what they did to Trump in 2020. We're a lost nation. They've changed their law, they've changed their morals, they've changed their money, and they'll change your sex. If you're not happy with being a man, the Jews will borrow $300,000 from the Federal Reserve, charge it to the federal government, they'll pay the interest, and they'll give you a vagina. And that's totally set up. I'm sorry.
Hey,
I have more to say, but
Listen, hang on. I think this is such an interesting call. Let me just add, as an agnostic, I don't believe in God, but I do admire Jesus as one of the greatest moral leaders of world history. And, of course, I believe in the Constitution, and I believe in America. And I think you are a wonderful, splendid example of an American. Please give us final thoughts, your final thoughts. Anthony.
We've got to get rid of the curve because they never loaned a gold or silver dollar to the criminals who accept toilet paper with green ink on it as pays to sell out their country, the 600 congressmen or more.
I think we lost it. Go ahead. Yeah,
they're
go
all
ahead.
Treason. Treason.
Anthony, for some reason you faded out there, but if you can squeeze in another sentence or two, you're welcome. Anthony.
We have to charge the Congress and the Senate and the nine whores on the Supreme Court with treason for conspiring with the Federal Bank to print money to buy up the country and even acquire your home without paying for it. And if you want my corner, I know I'm endangering my life, but it's 520-884-8014.
You're wonderful. You're wonderful, Anthony. I am very impressed by your call. I think it's wonderful. In fact, I think we had three fabulous calls in a row from Dave, from Renee, and now from Anthony and JP from Chicago. If you call back tomorrow, JP, I'll put you on. Anthony, yeah, go ahead, a final thought. Go ahead.
The lower-level Jews are being hurt by the upper-level Jews who do not believe in the Torah, or they might believe in the Talmud or the Kabbalah, but they're misled. Christ did rise from the dead. I had an actual miracle myself when the Lord blew my leg out 2.5 inches longer than what it was, a tumor in my neck disappeared, and a blood clot in my brain. And I'm 95 years old, and I know what the hell's going on.
You're hanging in there, buddy. There's nothing wrong with your brain. Thank you for a wonderful call. Everyone out there, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN. See you tomorrow.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.